The player gets played and betrayed by their own evil heart. The player gets played and betrayed by their own evil heart. Not only is there a player stronger than another player out there, this more, you know, more of a player than the player. Not only is there a stronger player out there in the game, as they play their game, their heart becomes more corrupt and they become more delusional and they become more greedy and they become more selfish. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. So their heart is being destroyed, so they're actually destroying their self. The player is being played by their own self. The player is being betrayed by their own evil heart. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. Whoredom, wine, and new wine take away the heart. That's Bible. No preacher tells you that verse. How come no preacher's ever read that verse in church? Because they're afraid. They're afraid. The preachers are afraid to speak the truth because, why? Because they need that tithe. They need the tithe to survive. They put their trust in a tithe instead of trusting in God and His Word and the truth. They put a trust in a tithe. People pleasers. So they're the people pleasers worse than anybody. They're playing the people, but they're being played. Anybody who's living in lies or speaking lies or promoting lies or afraid to speak the truth, they're actually playing against themselves. They're playing their own self. They're playing the game of life based on lies. The player betrays their own self because they're betraying their own heart, and as their heart gets darker and darker and darker, they go into more delusions and illusions and insanity. And so the words out of their mouth become more crazy over time, so they start to reveal what they are. There's no way to hide from it. There's no way to hide. The Turing machine of the universe is cutting them. The Turing machine of the universe is cutting them, but they're running from it, and they're hiding from it because they think they're smarter than God. They think they don't need God. The player is being played by their own self. Their own heart is going to betray them, and already has. They betray themselves. You talk about crazy. That's some crazy stuff, man. They get ahead for a season. I call it the Bernie Ann fractal. So Bernie Ann started cheating on her husband. My mom told me about this. This was a long time ago. Before, I didn't even know the lady, but I call it the Bernie Ann fractal. She was cheating on her husband. Then he divorced her. She started playing two or three guys. She ended up in a hotel, ended up dying. She ended up like stealing people's identity to live in an apartment or a hotel. And she ended up dying in a hotel somewhere. The Bernie Ann fractal. The harlot player betrays her own self and destroys her own self. That's some wild stuff, ain't it? The harlot player destroys her own soul and thinks she's getting ahead. You talking about a fool. You talk about foolishness. That's a fool. They think they're getting ahead in the system, but they're destroying their own soul. What's the Bible say? Though a man gain the whole world and destroys his own soul, what profit is it? It's a trip.